It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
I'm Shope not. Yes, you
and
are.
The Bulldog no, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hi there. Welcome. Nice day. New uniforms.
I gotta go.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare leave me alone with this one. Oh.
Hi, everyone.
You know, I was just about to tweet something about them today, but then I went to Twitter and there was you. Mm. There were you. There,
yep.
There was Bulldog with, that's easier, with a comment about how expensive it is now, relatively, I mean, just period, expensive it is to yep. buy in to the stadium and the Bills, as we, of course, all should have expected. And then, you know, here comes a new uniform themed on hard work and, you know,
celebrating the blue collar roots of right. the region, and which is, you know, it's a fine concept, but it just, I don't know, it just sort of it landed awkwardly on me. Like, you know, I had seen these uniforms. I guess I saw them first, maybe even months ago,
yeah.
some rendition of this thing, never knowing for sure if that was to be 100% trusted. So I already had like an idea of what we were going to be dealing with the uniform, and I know how that goes. We've been together for these. We weren't together when the Sabres went from blue and gold to black and red. But mostly
everything since then,
although they changed in 02, right, like a year before we got, the Bills went to the Bledsoe era uniforms before we were okay. together. But since then, we've been together. Primarily, it's been Sabres stuff that is, you know, enraged the populace, I guess.
I don't think the Bills, by the way, during that time, which is more than 20 years, have ever been, you know, like blamed for a misstep.
No, I agree. I think there's always been a sort of a clamor for, you know, the 90s to get their due. Give me a throwback with the red. And they did wear red helmets last year. So, they got part of the way there. But anyway, I knew what the concept was. I trusted that was probably what we were going to see today when they were officially announced and unveiled. And, you know, we haven't spent much time on it because, again, we didn't know for sure. But I even said, if what I've seen is right, I don't know. It doesn't seem like the reaction is going to be positive. I don't mind the gray uniform itself. Like, it doesn't, the helmet, I think, is a real miss. And I know people that I like and respect who feel exactly the opposite.
Really?
That the uniform is, like, unforgivably bad, but the helmet is cool. And, like, so therein lies the, you know, the dilemma when you try to present something new to any group of people, let alone a fan base that's extremely passionate about what this team is and means to them, and what they wear is a part of that. So I've already had like an opinion about it, and I wasn't going to be the guy leading the charge. Like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened,
so to speak.
Cause I kind of like the gray. I like gray.
You're a gray guy.
It works for me. Anyway, the video, the announcement, it just, yeah, my first thought was, now we're leaning into this. It just seems a little pandering, a bit patronizing,
yeah.
To me.
Of course it is.
And so that's my big, I have a bigger problem with that than I do with, like, if they just released these and didn't give me a whole backstory and everything, well, you know, we're going to get, people are going to be hot and bothered, but as soon as they see Josh Allen in it, their kids are going to want it, and then they'll sell like crazy. And then if they win in them, this will all be forgotten, which, you know, is largely, I think, true. But the video, the announcement, it just felt, given the time and place, we're moving as hard and fast as ever. And I get, look, it's necessary to do it, but to be at the launch of the most white-collar venue you've ever had as a franchise and be leaning into the blue-collar element just sort of felt, it just felt patronizing to me. That's my strong. It's not about the striping or the anything. It's really that just sort of, I'm going to say, offended me. And I'm not Mr. My dad sold insurance. Like, I did not grow up working. Yeah, you know, I got plenty of relatives who lived that life at Westinghouse and GE and all that other stuff. But it's not like I'm Mr. Grassroots, you know, digging ditches up on telephone poles. Not that you do those two things at the same time, but you get what I'm saying. Like, hardworking, outdoor, blue-collar type work. That's not my background either. But it just felt hollow to me.
You mentioned striping. Did you mean the tone-on-tone striping?
Yes, I didn't. I was reluctant to use a phrasing that wasn't actually what was said.
Is it like the Super Bowl? Like, are you allowed to say?
I don't know. I just didn't want to say the wrong thing.
We're not the flagship anymore. Like, yeah. Are we allowed to say?
I don't know.
Are we allowed to even talk about this?
You know, and look, I know, like, I'm getting, you know, lots of feedback, which is what you sort of expect. Plenty of, like, hey, man, I'm a blue-collar dude, and I worked on the stadium, and I can afford tickets, and I bought a PSL. I'm like, okay, I tip my hat to you. But I think it's undeniably true that some portions of this fan base got priced out of the new stadium.
Well, some portion of the fan base was priced out of the last stadium.
Sure. That's always the direction. That's progress. That's how it goes. I just think it's a weird time, a weird signpost to hang your hard hat on that hook right now.
Fair enough. Buffalo hasn't been a blue-collar city in decades. So, I mean, if we care about what's actually true, which we don't. I mean, nobody ever wants to talk about Buffalo or wherever they live as a white-collar city. Like, nobody would ever want to flaunt that. But, you know, most places are. And, you know, bigger cities, including ours. It hasn't been a blue-collar city by the definition of the term in my entire life, probably. But, you know, we love that about ourselves.
It's the background, and it's like, you know, even, I would say, even though I didn't grow up in a blue-collar household, I have, I think, a blue-collar, if something's got to be done, I'm going to do it.
Sure.
Hence the topsoil adventure from last week. Like, this has got to be done. I'm not picking up the phone and calling somebody. I'm going to break my back doing it like an idiot. I'm see a job, do a job. I'm that sort of guy. I don't do it for a living, but like that's my mentality. That's the blue collar work ethic. It has nothing to do with whether you sit on the radio in a, what am I wearing today? An Epiphone Gibson guitar t-shirt and talk for a living, or whether you're, again, like running wires for telecom.
And I would call an Uber to cross the street. So, you know, we're different.
Right. So that's it. It's not to me about the workforce. And like how vital to the economy it is or used to be.
There's no reason to even, I know I brought it up, but like there's no point in debating that. Anybody charged, again, I'll use charge, it's the day for it, charged with, all right, can you back that up? Nobody's going to say yes because they can't. It's just sort of it's an ethos. It's a state of mind. And it's not to say that real people aren't doing these real jobs or haven't been for, you know, centuries. It's just like, all right, well, we know the number one, like in most things anymore, we know the number one thing is to not be accurate. Like, we're just going to play on narratives. So, fine. Why would it ever have been different than that? It was never, no uniform would ever dare, no uniform launch or whatever it's called officially. I mean, I'm so self-conscious now to know the real corporate words here that no one else would ever use. Like, whatever, for the Bills or Sabres even maybe now too. There's going to be a Sabres one of these. Maybe they'll learn from today in certain ways. Not include some reference to the good old hardworking fan base. You know, like that's always going to happen. I can't, knowing that this is a franchise that brought you the word frictionless recently in an email, that's in the small print of an email about how I don't have to touch anything when I buy a hot dog at the new stadium. I don't even know what to say. I went to Twitter to comment, and it was going to take me a while to figure out how to do it. But there you were with a different take on this. and like, well, I'm not going to step on that. I'll just wait. And against my own better judgment, at 3 o'clock, call up the tweet with all the explanations of what everything is and just absolutely lose my mind over that someone's job is to write this. Tone on tone striping.
Tone on tone striping. Yeah.
Tone on tone. Is that a phrase you've ever heard or read? Tone on tone?
No.
It means it's the same color.
Yeah, right.
Is that even a color? I guess it is. Everything's a color. That's what tone on tone means?
I believe so, yeah.
With the exact stripe weights and ratios as our primary uniform, these tonal stripes are formed under extreme pressure as a sign of strength and durability. Don't you dare leave. Because if you leave, you're getting everybody out there is getting 4 hours of me reading this thing.
That might be pretty good.
With the exact stripe, I mean, you're going to have to physically tear me away from this. The exact stripe weights and ratios as our primary uniform, these tonal stripes are formed under extreme pressure as a sign of strength and durability. Can anything just not mean something? Go Bills inside collar. F. That was E. I didn't start at the beginning. F.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
The preferred way to salute Bills Mafia out in the wild. What now?
Yeah, I mean, go Bills is a greeting and it's become ubiquitously like you see a. Part of the reason I wore my dopey white Bills hat with the blue buffalo on it around Spain two summers ago was in the hope that I'd be wandering through the train station in Madrid and someone would pass me and say, go Bills.
Well, okay. I was just thinking probably because of how I am about the inside collar part.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize this was just a reference to how this is how you say hi to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that
inside
is.
Collar.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the. I mean, I guess you.
What point does anything serve being written on the inside of a collar?
You just get to say
that
it's
gets
there.
Its own letter.
You get to say it's there.
F.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, this is one of these situations where I feel like, I mean, for me, here's where why it just sort of grates on me. Is because I feel like, I don't know that they knew or expected, they should have, certainly if they were paying attention to what people were saying about the leaks of this design, been bracing for some sort of fan, revolt is way too strong, but like fan dissatisfaction at a minimum. And so I feel like you lean into the blue collar thing because... You know, you don't want to be the jerk that doesn't like the uniform that's paying tribute to your great grandpa or whatever. Like I think just to soften you up to like, I don't like this, but well, now that I know the story and they got the guy in the video talking about, okay, I don't want to be a guy that's sort of too good for that. So I guess I kind of like it. But for me, I'd be better off not knowing any of the stuff you're going to share with us from the thing. I know there's going to be a video, but I didn't need the whole story. I just didn't need it. It's more annoying to me than the helmet, which I really don't like at all.
But I don't understand.
Whatever. It's a helmet. I'll get over it. And it's also new. And I appreciate not just. I mean, we went through this with the Sabres when they changed to the slug. Like, not just rolling out the old stuff because, you're trying to do something new and blaze a new trail. And like, okay, I'm for that. It makes me not want to hate on the uniform design, but all this marketing nonsense is really, that's what's under my skin is that more than... What the helmet looks like.
Well, that's what I wanted to tweet about, but there you were.
Oh, I stole your thunder.
You got in front of me. I don't get up early enough.
I sat for a while wrestling with whether I wanted to venture in there. Because, like, I don't know, I don't have the data on how many people left and are being replaced by people who haven't been going or any of that. Like, I assume that there are people that simply went, I can't afford blank, or it's just not worth it. Like, I can't afford the PSL on the seat I've had, and I don't want to move to section 725 and pay some nominal PSL because I've enjoyed sitting on the 40-yard line 20 rows up. But now I can't because I can't pay whatever the freight is on that. So I want to stick up for those people, but I don't know how many thousands of them there are even. Like, so I thought about it when I was sitting there with it, and then, I don't know, I just saw another clip of the video. I'm like, I got to say something. This is what I feel, and if wrong or right, I'm just going to put it out there. Like, just come on. Don't patronize us with this stuff. That's how it feels to me. Again, I'm not a member of that workforce.
I don't get the helmet at all, but I did want to think twice about it when I read that it comes with a micro metallic flake finish.
Yeah, that I didn't notice that in any.
That really stops you. It makes you think.
Yeah.
Maybe I should like it because it comes with a micro metallic flake finish. Yeah. Micro metallic. Mm-hmm. Hyphenated.
Yeah.
Flake finish.
Please don't ask me what that means.
And metallic blue accents. Well, naturally. Boasting a mindset of energy, strength, and attack! Exclamation point. Here we come. Why ever? How did a standing buffalo ever get off the ground in one of these meetings?
That's
energy, strength, and attack is what we're doing now.
Right.
Here's an animal
standing still.
You know, taking a picture from a meadow or something. Nothing. It's not even like eating some elk or something like that.
It's like the least active energy, strength.
Thank God they got away from that iconic team logo.
Right.
Because, I mean, how would the players function? How would they even know what to do? They wouldn't want to run or tackle hit.
They'll be faster. Block. They'll be faster now with these attack logos.
I could throw up. I mean, this is just really how you get to me. It's just all this wording and just.
I'm sorry I ventured into your lane.
Frictionless. Is this a frictionless uniform? I can't even say it. Thank God. The only time I'd ever even think of saying it is referencing that you don't have to touch anybody to buy a hot dog. Which they wanted, they were promoting.
Yeah, yeah.
No. When they did the thing about like concessions. Nickel Gray Foundation, utilizing existing brand color. Oh, well. You're utilizing existing brand color. Wait a minute. Are you saying, not in plain English, of course, are you saying that gray was already part of the uniform? Or just part of something that they had the rights to? I mean, you can't use gray unless, who cares? Utilizing an existing brand color. Your uniforms are not gray. Your helmets are not gray. What's the point? Is this like, get off me. This is an existing brand color. Why not capitalize that? It's so official sounding.
Is the existing brand color because in 1960 they wore silver or something?
I'm quite sure this is not the same.
Okay, yeah, that's the best I can do. I don't know. I mean,
an existing brand color.
Doesn't everybody put out gray stuff with their logos on it? Like, that's a sweatshirt.
Utilizing an existing brand color, we pull inspiration from the steel mills, grain elevators, and rail yards, which are foundational to our region's place in history. Man, give that person a raise for that sentence.
Yeah.
You got grain elevators in with a reference to your existing brand color. Mm-hmm. You got rail yards and brand in the same sentence. That's a promotion.
Yeah.
The left chest charging buffalo, Bulldog. It's not the Bills logo. It's the left chest charging buffalo.
Close to the heart.
Positioned close to the heart. The charging buffalo, that's capitalized, placement represents the love we have for our team and the pride so many Bills legends, also capitalized, have shown.
Good to know.
I don't get the helmet at all. I can't imagine they're actually going to play a single football game without a buffalo on their helmet.
I think that's going to happen.
It happened in 1960.
And that logo.
And not since, I believe.
That logo, this is when I started to think that the leak could be real. Maybe it was the ribbon cutting ceremony. Like, all the videos and photos from that, I mean, I didn't see every one, but I saw a lot. And I noticed in various places all around the stadium, inside the bowl, that, that what's on the helmet was without a buffalo on it, just that streak. Charge, I think, is what Sal's been calling it. The Charge logo.
The Charge helmet is the official
name.
All caps. Well,
that was prominent in the stadium, and that made me think that this thing that I saw through a Twitter account that tracks, you know, jersey leaks and whatever and rumors, like, maybe that's real, because that thing is all over the stadium, and so why wouldn't they be putting it on something that they're going to wear? That was the moment that I thought, I think the gray thing is real, and that helmet's a real thing, and it turned out to be correct.
I am not proud of myself. I don't write anymore, but I respect being able to do it. And this is not journalism, of course. This is marketing. There's a Seinfeld. Remember the Tim Whatley, the dentist, who may or may not have been anti-Semitic? And he said, it's Bryan Cranston, right? He's in Seinfeld. He says something that maybe was offensive to Jewish people. And Seinfeld at one point says, it was like a joke. He's like, it doesn't offend me as a Jew. It offends me as a comedian.
Right. Right.
Like this, I don't care. I don't care what they wear that much. I'm not buying anything they wear. But it just offends me as somebody that cares about words.
Mm-hmm.
Tone on tone. Foundational. Existing brand.
Existing brand color, I think.
Yeah, right? I just can't. I just want to be sick. And I'm just sort of defensive a little bit now for some reason. I know that it's people that are not from like journalism who are writing this, unless they couldn't cut it in journalism, because journalism is really hard to make work anymore.
No,
but
yeah.
This is just ridiculous.
Yeah, the purpose of journalism is not to get people to like you. At least it shouldn't be. This is entirely, of course, it's predicated on its marketing. They're trying to make you like a thing. That, again, to circle all the way back, I think my reason that I feel this friction about everything they're saying and writing, the marketing behind the jersey, is so that you feel like you're maybe not the best person if you don't like it. Because, well, I mean, don't you want to celebrate the heritage of our working class backgrounds and all that? Like, sure, I want those people to get respect, but it just feels the timing is just off with a giant new stadium in a multi-billion dollar league. It just, I don't know, it just smacks of wanting, you want it both ways. I think, you know, I'm not against the new stadium. I'm not against nice things. I'm not against prices increasing. It's how you get to stay in the league. And you got to be able to pull your weight and do it like that. All we know that this is just one. It's one thing too many on my back to carry. I that's how I feel. I just feel like you shouldn't be able to celebrate that at this moment in time. Because it just doesn't feel appropriate to me.
You're not reading the room.
Right, right. But, you know, I'll get pushback on that, which, you know, it's fine. It's just an opinion. You certainly out there don't have to agree. And, again, I've heard from already, I worked on the stadium. I love that they recognized us. And I managed to pay for a PSL and what. Like, again, hat tip. I'm thinking about the people who feel like maybe as distant from the organization as maybe they've ever felt.
Well, how much credit do the Bills really deserve for any notion in that direction? I mean, it's just so easy. You're talking about how nobody wants to argue with it because what are you arguing with? People and history and tradition. You know, it's like any military ad campaign, right? Like, some are missteps and some are not, maybe. But what are you going to say? What are you going to complain? You're going to criticize the
no,
the,
you
the troops?
No, you're going to stand like up and applaud when it's time to do it. Right.
It's just, if it isn't cheap, it's obviously very easy to do. And I mean, I'm not a blue collar worker either. I would like to think I'd roll my eyes today. Come on, really? 803-0550 for your thoughts. We will get to the phones after a break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Well, I think the Commanders definitely will be in play for Stephon Diggs. I think that's a viable landing spot. I think the Ayuk situation with the Commanders, like, I think that that was on the track to happening, and it went off the track. And that doesn't mean it can't get back on the track, but again, I think there are people that wonder whether or not he wants to play. They've raised that question. So we'll see what happens there. But Stephon Diggs went to Maryland. They could use another wide receiver. He would be a great alternative. I could see the Commanders being in play for him.
Adam Schefter, before we get to your calls, do you have any interest in where Diggs lands for whatever reason?
Sure. I'm curious what he's what he's got. I mean, he had a very good year, if not even a great year at his age, an injury comeback last year. So yeah, I mean, a couple of weeks ago or last week, I don't know. I said I would do it here. I don't think they're going to, but it's not an offensive idea to me. So yeah, I have a curiosity about him.
Ravens.
Boy, I don't want that.
That's what kind of what I was thinking when I asked you. Like, you just had, well, you had Houston, some level of rival, and then New England, of course.
More now,
you want to play against him
more
again.
Now than when he went there, I would say Houston. Like, Houston, they beat the Bills pretty handily with him, and then last year, obviously, without him.
Right. Let's get to your calls here. Andy is with us. Hi, Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Just for fantasy purposes, Mike, I am curious where Dig shows up, so that'll be interesting.
Draft him now.
Not same with Debo Samuel. We'll see. Now I'm calling. Wanted to piggyback off the first segment, though. My main.
Hello.
Oh,
sorry,
Andy. Sorry, man. Your phone just blew up.
You got the dig stuff in, at least. We heard that clearly.
Right.
Adam is next. Hi, Adam.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure thing. Thanks for calling.
So, about the uniforms, I mean, I get the messaging. You know, like, we have a strong, very prideful community. That's all great. But I think what we wanted in the uniforms was either something that's, like, intimidating or exciting. And with the gray, I just think of Eeyore. You know, it's just a boring color that, you know, maybe if the top was like some throwback, angry, rough gray, and then it went into like a polished, shiny nickel, something like that. But I just don't feel like there's any creativity. Dead horse on that whole subject. But my other thing I've been screaming for years, could we bring back Jaws for the kickoff?
Okay. I don't know. I don't have a take on that. Eeyore, however.
We got Eeyore and Jaws in one call.
Oh, also gray.
The music. I get it. Okay, for the kickoff. Yeah.
Was that because Jaws is gray? He's been screaming for years about it.
Yeah, no, I don't think. Right. I think it's a separate issue for this caller.
Okay.
I don't think they're connected.
Eeyore.
Eeyore. That's a
donkey.
That's a pull. Yeah.
That's a pull.
That is a pull. It's gray.
Is that from Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
Yeah. Talking about a reference to Winnie the Pooh in my house today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Pooh Corner.
This is all very timely.
We have Pooh Corner.
I got a Pooh Corner for you.
That's what we have. That's what we have. My wife asked my daughter to take Margo outside, and I said, take her to Pooh Corner. I just cut it. Nice and tight.
All right.
Cut grass.
Yep.
Anyway, John is next. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I just think the new uniforms are pretty terrible. Just the gray and the helmets are awful. I mean, it seems like they ask no fans for their input, because I don't think there's any fan out there that right now is like, yes, like, this is the uniform. But to me, it seems like if they were able to have the 1960s throwbacks that they wear certain years, along with the red helmet 90 throwbacks, along with their current uniforms, I think everybody would be happy with that. And it seems like a slam dunk in terms of, like, merchandise sales and everything like that. So it just seems like a no-brainer. So I don't know why they did this, to be honest.
Well, one reason probably is that people already own all that stuff.
Right. From a merchandise sales perspective, I think we learned this. We did, was it like weeks worth of shows about the Sabre uniform change in 07, 08? Or excuse me, 06, 07?
Maybe.
Yeah. It certainly felt that way. I mean, it was summer. So, you know, there was a lot of room to operate. And I think that stuff sold like crazy. So as much as we are sitting here going, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it. As soon as you see Josh Allen in it in a still photo, or Shakir, anybody on the team, but you know Allen's the biggest star on the team, obviously. I think it softens you. Like if you saw what was making the rounds most of last week, a Kincaid jersey on a hanger in a store, and a little mini helmet in a case is what I think a lot of people saw. That was the most widely distributed, in my view, photo of the Bills' new gear. And that's, you know, it's on a hanger. What looks good on a hanger? You got a mini helmet and a little case. Ugh. See a guy in it, not even in person, like, all right, I see you working. And then you see them actually playing it, and then you go to the store. I think they'll sell a ton of this stuff. They sell tons of everything they make. So
that makes us worse.
I know, but like you made the right point right away to the caller. The first thing you said was a lot of us already have all that stuff.
Well, I think it's probably obvious that this effort was made entirely with that kind of thought in mind, which is, all right, well, what doesn't really come that close to anything we've already produced? Because that
right.
is the point, is to sell it. So what? I mean, in fairness to the Bills, it is an existing brand color.
Well, there's that, yes.
Which they were careful to tell us. I mean, I just think the throwback jerseys were very similar to their real jerseys, and the helmets have all been kind of the same. So, I mean, nobody's buying helmets anyway to wear.
Right.
So, like, let's come up with something new. And they did. And, you know, it feels like talking about food a little bit. Well, I can't stand green beans
right.
or something like that.
Just, right. No, yeah, right.
The next guy will love them.
I like the wings at this place better than that place. Well, okay, whatever.
I don't have any right. important opinion about whether it looks good, you know, but I just can't stand the effort to which
right.
teams go to try to explain it to you. Like everything, no detail was left. Right. Okay, well, I would have assumed that. I feel like you probably did care about this. But, you know, just to hit me with tone-on-tone striping and how everything conveys energy and attack and durability or just give us a little bit of credit.
You can miss me with almost all of it.
All of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, John. Here's Adam next. Hi, Adam.
How you guys doing?
Okay, Adam. Thanks for calling.
So here I am. I'm out in Rochester, New York, super excited about what's going to take place starting tomorrow. Actually told one of my daughters today, tomorrow morning is the day that the flag goes out, season starts, they report to training camp. Mm-hmm. And I knew that this was coming because I've been in a text chain with people letting them know just how strongly I felt about what was leaked. But the more I think about it, the more I honestly cannot get my head wrapped around. How did a marketing firm sit down in a conference room, come up with the concept? The jersey is blah and bad enough, but when they throw that logo on that helmet and come up with the design, how in God's green earth did someone say in that boardroom, this is a great idea, let's roll with it? Because to me, it's the most crazy idea that they rolled this out. It, in my opinion, it's like the Bumblebee Pittsburgh Steelers uniforms that should have never left some child's coloring book design. This should have never been a helmet and jersey combination for the team to roll out, let alone in year one of a new stadium. It's the helmet makes the whole jersey and uniform look worse. If they would have just done what Josh did years ago and went with the blue helmet with a regular logo, that would actually look even better and make the uniform tellable. But the way that they have that helmet looking, it is like joke show, yeah. UFL XFL is just such a bad look. And I know they did it, like you all said, to sell and make money, because who buys a helmet? But is there a fan base in professional sports that has screamed from the mountaintops louder than our fan base to say, can we please just have the red helmet once or twice a season? And instead, they came out with a – walked out of a boardroom and said,
all right,
I know what they're going to love. Let's do this. It's crazy. And it was so horrible.
I don't know all the rules about what can and can't be worn and how many different variations of uniform. I know there's a limit. You can't just wear whatever. You can't just go to your closet and like, okay, let's wear this today. But I don't think anything they announced today prohibits them from using the red helmet on occasion still. I think that is still something that's in the window. So it doesn't close the door to that. But look, I agree. I think, you know, maybe the most the opinion I've seen expressed that I agree with the most is that there's a disconnect between the design. The helmet is a bold departure. There's no buffalo on it at all. That's massive. The Bills have always had, well, I shouldn't say always, 1960.
Just the one year they had numbers on their helmets.
Okay. Almost the entirety of their existence, they've had some form of a bison on the helmet. So they took that off. Okay. I that alone doesn't have to make you want to rebel. It doesn't really make me want to rebel. You're trying something. But to put like a adventurous design for a helmet with basically just a gray version of what you've been wearing for forever just seems a little odd to me. Like, go all the way. You know, like, if you're going to go with that kind of helmet, then I think you need to work a little harder than just slapping gray paint on your uniform and tone-on-tone striping.
Tone-on-tone
striping.
There it is. T-O-T. I really almost only care about the words. I mean, just, yeah. You said last week you were scared about the helmet.
Yeah.
Gray's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
You were scared about the helmet. I think you were right to be. That is really, it's really strange.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Bold departure is at least.
If it was with a jersey and pants combination that I also hated, it might make more sense if that is allowed. Does that make sense? It's a ill-fitting combination, I think. That helmet with that uniform doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Aaron Schatz coming up in 20 minutes. His annual stat-rich almanac is out. We'll set up the season as camp starts this week, and for many teams has started already, with our frequent guest over the years, Aaron Schatz. Sal's going to join us at 5. Veterans Report tomorrow. The last caller's flag goes up in Rochester. Look for it.
Righto.
And then they're on the field on Wednesday for the first time. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.